This is a wonderful time to be alive. There have never been more opportunities for success and happiness for more people than exist today. At the same time, the most important decision of your life is the person you marry and settle down with. Making the right decision in this area will have more of an impact on your happiness than any other factor. Your host for this program, Brian Tracy, knows what he's talking about. Brian is happily married to Barbara and has four wonderful children, two boys and two girls. Before marrying at age 35, Brian traveled and worked in more than 80 countries. He devoted many years to the study of romantic relationships and has taught many thousands of individuals how to meet and marry the person of their dreams. Loving relationships are incredibly important to your life, to how you feel about yourself, and how you relate to everyone else. The good news is that you can learn how to be more attractive, more interesting, more enjoyable, and more desirable to another person than you ever thought possible. When you learn and practice these wonderful strategies, your love life will change forever. Now, here's Brian Tracy.
Every year, hundreds of thousands and even millions of women of all ages and from all backgrounds meet and marry the ideal man for them. And so can you. My name is Brian Tracy. I was a bachelor until I was 35 years old. Then, I met and married the woman of my dreams, and we now have four beautiful children. I learned later that she had followed many of the steps that you were about to learn in meeting and marrying me. Over the years, I've conducted public seminars and private consultations with thousands of women from all over the world. Almost every single woman I met was interested in learning what she could do to meet and marry the man of her dreams. Over the years, based on my own experience and the experience of many thousands of others, I began to share the ideas that you were about to learn, and the results were amazing. Countless women, single, widowed, and divorced, many who had been alone for several years, very soon after they began applying these ideas, met their ideal man and were soon married and on the way to living happily ever after. And what others have done, you can do as well. The good news is that you have within you right now all you need to meet and marry the man of your dreams. It's as though you were a gourmet cook in a completely equipped gourmet kitchen with every spice, foodstuff, and cooking utensil at your fingertips. What you need now is a recipe or a series of recipes to create a wonderful relationship and a wonderful life for yourself. In my seminars, I've met many women who have been single for several years. In many cases, I have found that the biggest single obstacle to meeting and marrying the man of their dreams is that they have a deep-down feeling of undeservingness. As a result of early childhood experiences, especially parental criticism or abuse, combined with unhappy experiences as they grew up and entered their first relationships, these women do not feel that they are good enough or deserving enough to be truly happy with someone that they really care about. The truth is, however, that you are a genuinely good person. You must believe deep in your heart that no matter what has happened to you in the past, you are an exceptional human being, and you are fully entitled to have a wonderful relationship with someone who loves you and cares about you and respects you in every way. To meet and marry the man of your dreams, you must become on the inside what you want to enjoy and experience on the outside. To meet and marry a successful, happy person, you must become a successful, happy person yourself. And as you go to work on yourself and improve yourself, by the law of attraction, you begin drawing into your life exactly the kind of man you really want. Here's a great rule. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that really matters is where you're going. At any given time, you can draw a line under your previous life and decide that your future is going to be different from your past. You can decide that you are going to become the extraordinary person on the outside that you really are on the inside. You're going to learn and practice what hundreds of thousands and millions of other women have already learned and practiced to meet and marry the man of their dreams. As you begin to practice the 21 steps to meeting and marrying the man of your dreams, your whole life will change for the better. Your relationships will improve. You'll feel terrific about yourself, and you'll begin to attract into your life people and experiences that you cannot today imagine. Your whole life will open up for you like a summer sunrise. Let us begin. The first step to meeting and marrying the man of your dreams is this. Decide exactly what you want in a man. Practice what is called idealization when you think of the perfect relationship for you. With idealization, you allow yourself to dream and fantasize about the man you want. You imagine that you have no limitations whatsoever on the type of man you can have. Put any problems, excuses, or difficulties aside for the time being, and just allow your mind to float freely, as if you were the most powerful woman in the world and you could have any man with any characteristics you desire. Think on paper. Sit down and make a detailed list of every single ingredient you want in your ideal man, just as if you were designing your own dream house in every detail. Remember, you can't hit a target that you can't see. Many women are shocked and surprised when they hear this advice. These same women would not think of going to the grocery store without a shopping list, but they think nothing of going through life hoping that they will bump into the right person somewhere, somehow, and then by some strange coincidence they will recognize each other and go on to be happy. This is not a very intelligent way to make the most important decision of your life. On the other hand, every woman who has ever accepted this advice from me and written out a description of her ideal man has very soon afterwards found the perfect person. For example, my friend Diane, after a bad divorce and being alone for many months, took this advice from me, sat down, and wrote out a description of the man she wanted. 3 days later, he walked into her life exactly as if he had been sent from a direct mail catalog. His qualities and personality were exactly what Diane had written out 3 days before. Begin by listing every quality and characteristic that your ideal man would have in every case. Describe his background, his history, his family, and his education. Then, describe his temperament, his attitudes, his values, his virtues, and what kind of a sense of humor he has. Especially, you should describe the way you would want him to treat you, your children, and your friends. How would he respond to adversity and setbacks? What kind of moods would he have, or would he consistently be easygoing, friendly, and cheerful? Then, describe his desires and goals. What kind of things would he want to accomplish in life? How ambitious is he? How goal-oriented? What would be his likelihood to persist through adversity and to achieve success? These are the most important aspects of any person in determining their future. You should also write down the different ways he would like to spend leisure time together with you. What sort of things would you and he enjoy doing together? Do you like going to restaurants, traveling to tropical locations, skiing in the mountains, running in the mornings, visiting friends and family? The things you do together in your leisure time are extremely important in making up the ideal relationship. Then, describe his basic principles, his philosophies of life, his beliefs, his politics, his religion, and any other strong convictions that he may have. Since you are idealizing and fantasizing at this point, you can set the highest standards imaginable for the person that you're planning to attract into your life. What would be his attitudes toward relationships, toward family, toward sex, and toward children? I've met many women whose lives were dramatically altered when, after they got married, he told them that he had no interest in children. By that time, it was too late. She was trapped. She never had any children, and she was never really happy. This is something that you should determine well in advance. What sort of appearance would you like your ideal man to have? What height? What weight? What level of fitness? You can be specific right down to eye color and hair color if you like. It doesn't mean that you can't compromise later. Hey, but when you're making out your list, be perfectly selfish in describing exactly what would make you the happiest. The starting point of meeting and marrying the man of your dreams is for you to be absolutely clear on paper about every single detail that you can possibly imagine in advance. You'll be amazed, as so many women have been, at how closely your ideal man will fit your written description when he walks into your life. Step number 2, look the part. Once you have decided the kind of man you want to marry, you must decide the kind of person you're going to have to become in order to attract and keep that man. Men are extremely visual in their orientation toward life and the world, and especially toward women. Therefore, your appearance is very important. Now, the truth of the matter is that your character and your inner beauty are far more important in the long run than your physical appearance. However, you don't even get an opportunity to share with a man what is really going on inside of you if you don't pass the first hurdle, which is the first visual impression you make on him when you meet initially. Fully 95% of the first impression you make will be contained in your clothes, your makeup, and your grooming. According to the researchers, people make up their mind about another person in the first 30 seconds. After that, they seek to justify their first impression by looking for evidence for it in the manner and demeanor of the other person. A woman named Rebecca, 23 years old, applied for an entry-level sales position with a large company. At the interview, she was dressed poorly, her hair was back-combed, and her makeup was not suited to her coloring. The interviewers were about to reject her when one of them asked her about her previous experience. It turned out that Rebecca's father had died when she was 13, and the oldest child of four. Her mother was very sick. From the age of 13, Rebecca had taken care of the other three children, getting them off to school each morning, taking care of her mother, and working after school to support the family. She continued to do that for several years until her youngest sister was out of high school. She was now looking for a full-time adult job. The interviewers were astonished. They realized that a person who had demonstrated that kind of character in raising her siblings and taking care of her sick mother would be a superb employee if her appearance could be changed. So they brought in an image consultant and assigned a senior woman to her to teach her everything she needed to know about proper dress, proper grooming, and proper makeup. Within 6 months, she had transformed like Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. And within 2 years, she was one of the top saleswomen for the national organization. 2 years after that, she met and married a vice president of the corporation and now lives happily in a beautiful home in Atlanta. You never get a second chance to make a good first impression. If you have any questions at all about the way you look on the outside, invite your close friends to give you a candid appraisal of your dress and grooming. If possible, hire an image consultant to advise you on the ideal dress and appearance for your job or your field. At the very least, purchase a couple of books on how to dress for success for women and study them carefully. The good news is that the better you look, the better you will feel. The better you feel, the happier and more confident you'll be. And the more you will attract the kind of man you want into your life. Step number 3, use your mental powers. You have amazing mental powers that you can use to attract the ideal man into your life. Your mind is very powerful, and it can bring you anything that you really want as long as you want it long enough and badly enough. The only real limit on what you can accomplish in life are your desires. The law of correspondence says that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. This law says that your outer world eventually corresponds to what you think about most of the time. There are four ways that you can unlock your mental powers to achieve your goals and bring you the man you want. The first of these is for you to verbalize. This means that you describe what you want in words, preferably in writing, and then talk to yourself and think positively all the time. Speak positively to others as well. Continually say to yourself things like, "I can do it, I can do it," and tell others, you can do it as well. Another way you can activate the powers of your mind, as I mentioned earlier, is to idealize on a regular basis. Continually imagine your perfect life, your perfect mate, your perfect situation, and then ask yourself, how? How could you create your ideal life in every way? Fully 80% of success in life is contained in the word clarity. People who accomplish wonderful things with their lives are very clear about what they want. On the other hand, people who are unsuccessful tend to be very fuzzy about their goals and ideals. So the more clear you are about the ideal man you want, the more likely it is that you will find him and he will find you. The third way to activate your mental powers is for you to visualize. Continually create a clear mental picture of yourself as calm, confident, attractive, happy, and effective in everything you do. See yourself in your mind's eye as popular, likable, influential, and desirable. Remember, the person you see is the person you will be. The fourth way for you to activate your mental powers is for you to emotionalize. This requires that you get the feeling that you would have if you were already in the perfect relationship. Imagine and feel yourself happy, satisfied, content, secure, confident, and truly loved. There's something wonderful that happens to you and your life when you idealize, verbalize, visualize, and emotionalize. You begin to think and feel differently about yourself and others. You begin to act differently. Everything in your life begins to improve on the outside as you improve on the inside. The final key to using your mental powers is for you to actualize. Release your mental pictures and images completely and simply let go. Let your dreams and goals come into your life at exactly the right time for you, as they surely will. Throughout the day, keep your thoughts, words, and feelings on what you want and off of what you don't want. The woman, Peace Pilgrim, once said, "If you knew how powerful your mind was, you would never again think a negative thought." All around you, in every field and in every part of life, there are women who have started with very few advantages, but as the result of idealizing, verbalizing, visualizing, and emotionalizing, they have actualized their ideal lives and their perfect relationships. And so can you. Step number four, fish where the fish are. One of the most important laws of life is the law of probability. This law says that there is a probability that virtually anything can happen. The probability that the sun will rise in the east and set in the west is 100%. The probability that you will become financially independent in the course of your working lifetime today is about 5%. The probability that you will meet and marry the man of your dreams varies dramatically depending upon the things that you do to increase the likelihood that you will be the right person at the right time, meeting the right person under the right circumstances. One of the great keys to success in love and relationships is for you to increase the likelihood that you will find the perfect relationship for you by increasing the probabilities. You do this by increasing the number of times that you are in the same place where your ideal man might also be. As a result of the first three steps, you now have a good idea of the kind of man you want and how you will feel when you are in the ideal relationship. Now ask yourself, where is the ideal man for me likely to be found, both at work and after work? If you have decided that you want a person who is spiritual in orientation and who attends church on a regular basis, then you should get involved in your church and attend church services on a regular basis. You should join a committee in your church and become active. Volunteer your time and get to know and work with other people within your church. The likelihood that you will meet someone else who is also involved in church activities is extremely high. Many people have met and married their ideal mates in this way. If one of your considerations is to meet and marry a man who is either financially successful today or who is going to be financially successful later on, you should fish where the fish are in this category as well. You might think of getting a job in a fast-growing company or in a fast-growing industry. Your likelihood of meeting someone who is on the fast track is greatly increased if your place of employment contains a lot of fast trackers. People who are serious about making a lot of money are the same kinds of people who attend financial planning seminars, many of which are advertised in the newspapers on a regular basis. These people also attend real estate seminars, sales seminars, and success seminars. You should keep your eyes open for this type of seminar. Sign up whenever they're available and be sure to attend. By doing so, you increase the likelihood that you will meet an attractive, interesting man who is also interested in the same things you are. By the way, sometimes people say that this is not a particularly romantic way to find the ideal relationship. However, it's just as easy to meet and marry a successful person as it is to meet and marry a failure. You are a very important person, and your life is very precious. Your love and attention are perhaps the most valuable things that you have to give to another person. When you have a choice, you should do everything possible to assure that your love and attention is given where it is most appreciated and where the benefit to you is the greatest as well. If one of your requirements is someone who is fit, healthy, and interested in athletic activities, you should join a good fitness club and work out two or three times a week, preferably in the evenings during the week and on Saturday afternoon. This is when you are most likely to meet the kind of man that you would be interested in for a long-term relationship. You can also purchase a social membership in a local country club. With a social membership, you can use the facilities, play golf once or twice per month, play tennis, and get involved in country club activities. In addition, each country club has committees of members who meet on a regular basis to run activities and programs that revolve around the purposes of the club. You can offer your services to these committees, and in so doing, you begin to meet people in that social group who have a lot of things in common with you and with where you're going. Another place where you can meet interesting people is by joining your political party and attending the regular meetings. Volunteer to help with campaigns. Interact with people who are also active in their political parties. These people tend to be active in a variety of other things as well. Many women have changed their entire lives by getting involved with their museum society, with the Opera Association, with various charities and organizations in their communities. This sort of activity is vastly preferable to going to bars or going home and watching television or reading. One of the great breakthroughs today in meeting and marrying the man of your dreams is the Internet. Some of the Internet sites are designed to introduce men and women to each other, and they're absolutely excellent. They are very high class and sophisticated. The people who use the Internet to surf and socialize tend to be better educated, more serious, higher income, and more ambitious than the average. There are also some excellent dating organizations that are set up to introduce busy men and women to each other. Because of the incredible amount going on around you and in your life, you are often too busy to be socially active. These very high-quality dating organizations and internet sites enable you to meet and screen and communicate with many different people while protecting your privacy and providing you with a safe environment. The bottom line of fishing where the fish are is that the wider a net you cast, the more likely it is that you will meet the right person for you, and far sooner than someone else who limits their activities and their social circle. Step number 5, network continually to broaden your contacts. It seems that most successful people today are networkers, all the time. They make every effort to go to places where they can meet other people with similar interests, backgrounds, and goals. As a result, they have far more active social lives, and they come in contact with far more people who can help them in their jobs and in their personal lives. Go to work in a business where you are likely to meet interesting men doing interesting things. You want to meet a man you enjoy, someone who is interesting, stimulating, and very much involved in life and work. Fast-growing, active companies are one of the places where they can be found. Another way to network is for you to take additional courses that can help you to move ahead in your field. These courses are available from community colleges, university departments of extension, and more than 30,000 seminar organizations around the country. There are two wonderful advantages to continually upgrading your skills and abilities by taking courses and seminars. The first is that this is one of the fastest ways to move upward and onward in your career. And the higher you move, the more you'll be paid. The more you are paid and the higher you are promoted, the better and more interesting men you're likely to meet. The second reason for taking courses and seminars is that the same kinds of people that you want to meet are taking the same courses and seminars, and for very much the same reasons. When you look around you at one of these seminars, you'll be amazed at the high caliber of people that they attract. I've been giving seminars for many years, and I'm always amazed at the high quality of individuals who take the time and trouble to seek out additional learning experiences. Another way to network is for you to join an association or group in your business or industry. The very best people in every business tend to join the associations that are set up to promote and support that business. At the very least, join your local chamber of commerce, perhaps on behalf of your company, and attend meetings on a regular basis. When you attend these meetings, don't do what the average person does, which is to go to the meetings and then go home afterwards. Instead, get the booklet that describes the organization, identify the committees in that organization that are vital for the functioning of the organization, and then volunteer your services on one of those committees. Every nonprofit organization is wide open to volunteers who are willing to help them to achieve their purposes. The wonderful thing is that it is always the best people who are the most willing to give of themselves and to help associations that they belong to. On these committees, you will look around and find yourself surrounded by the top people in your business. When you offer your services and volunteer for responsibility in your business associations, you will come to the positive attention of the most important people in that organization. They will talk about you and think about you favorably when you're not there. Remember that every person you meet knows at least 300 other people by their first name. The more you get involved in your professional associations, the more likely it is that you will meet or be introduced to the kind of man you are looking for. Step number 6, be a lifelong student. We have entered the information age, and the 21st century belongs to the learners. The 21st century belongs to those people who are continually upgrading their knowledge, skills, and abilities to keep current with the rapid changes in information, technology, and competition. You know that if you ate pure, healthy, nutritious foods all the time, you would feel healthy and energetic and terrific about yourself physically. By the same token, if you feed your mind with a steady stream of new ideas that can help you to improve your personal and business life, you become a happier, more positive, more confident, and more competent person. There are three things you can do to be a lifelong student and put yourself onto a path of continuous personal and professional improvement. First, read in your field and for self-improvement every day. Remember, reading is to the mind as exercise is to the body. By reading a little bit every day, the cumulative effect of your growing knowledge can be absolutely amazing. And the better a person you become on the inside, the better kind of person you will attract to you on the outside. When you read 1 hour per day in your field, instead of reading the newspaper or watching television, this will translate into one book per week. Since the average American reads less than one book per year, if you are reading one book per week that improves your life in some way, it will give you a definite advantage over the average person. You should also attend seminars and courses at every opportunity, as we've already discussed. One good seminar can change your life or your career. In my experience in giving personal and professional development seminars, I've often seen cases where men and women met at my seminars, found that they were ideally suited for each other, and went on to marry happily as a result. Another thing you can do for lifelong personal development is to listen to audio programs in your car. Turn your car into a learning machine, a mobile classroom. As we say, you should enroll at Automobile University and attend full-time for the rest of your career. One of my students, a woman named Gail, started with a large company as a typist. She worked extremely hard and took courses in the evening to upgrade her skills. Soon, she was promoted to the job of secretary for a young manager. This manager was very ambitious, and over the next 2 years, he moved up continually. Gail worked very closely with him to help him stay on the fast track. Eventually, he became a vice president, and 2 years later, the president of the company. At each stage, Gail moved with him, took additional courses, and kept current with the growth of the business. A year after her boss became the president, he made her a vice president and put her in charge of a department of the company. Today, Gail is highly respected, very well paid, and happily married to a senior executive that she met in her position as a vice president of this organization. Step number 7. Learn how to handle money. One of your goals in life is to achieve and maintain your own financial independence. You must set this as a goal, make a plan, and work on it regularly. You must never leave financial independence to chance or depend on someone else to come along and take care of it for you. The good news is that in the process of setting and achieving your own financial goals, you become a very different person from the average person who spends everything they make and a little bit more every payday. Having money in the bank will make you a more confident and happy individual. This confidence will be picked up by people around you and will very much affect the way they deal with you. There are many women today who have what psychologists call the Cinderella complex. They're going through their working lives thinking and hoping that someone is going to come along and rescue them financially. This is a very unhealthy way to think because it leads to a feeling of passivity and helplessness. This is not for you. Since you want to marry a man who is serious and responsible about money, you must therefore become serious and responsible about money yourself. The good news is that achieving financial independence has never been easier than it is today. Here's a simple formula that you can use and apply for the rest of your life if you want to retire financially independent. It is simply this: spend less than you earn. Spend less than you earn, and then save and invest the balance, every single payday, for the rest of your career. Develop the habit of saving 10% of your paycheck or more off the top, and then become accustomed to living on the balance. Pay yourself first every time you receive money from any source. The good news is that you are a creature of habit. If you develop the habit of living on 90% of what you earn, it soon becomes automatic and easy. You don't even feel the amount that is being saved. And that amount begins to grow and grow and grow. If you're in debt today, as most people are, start saving 1% of your income each month and living on the other 99% of your income. Start saving 1% of your income even before you start paying off your debts. There's something miraculous about the commitment to saving and investing that will cause you to be far more careful about your expenditures, and eventually you will eliminate your debts almost without effort. Once you are comfortable saving 1% and living on the other 99%, increase your savings rate to 2%, and then 3%, and eventually 10% or more. Read books, magazines, and articles on money and how you can best invest your savings for long-term growth. As you begin to achieve your own financial independence, your whole attitude toward yourself, life, and other people, especially men, changes at the same time. You feel more happy and confident, and as a result, you begin attracting into your life men who are also thoughtful, dependable, and responsible with regard to money. This can be one of the most important things you ever do. Step number 8. Learn how to converse intelligently on key subjects of interest to men. To meet and marry the man of your dreams, you will have to have as many things in common as possible. As you know, men and women are different in many ways, especially in the subjects they like to discuss and talk about. Women, for example, enjoy talking about family, relationships, personal problems, fashion, children, husbands, boyfriends, shopping, and emotions most of the time. Men, on the other hand, enjoy talking about business, sports, money, politics, cars, and subjects relating to things, achievement, and material objects most of the time. Your goal is to make yourself familiar enough with the subjects of greatest interest to the type of man you want to attract into your life. Fortunately, you can bring yourself up to speed on these subjects quite quickly. First of all, read those sections of the newspapers that deal with the subjects that men like to talk about and think about. Read the editorial page. Read the business section. Read the sports pages. You don't need to study them in depth. You just need to develop a general knowledge of what is going on in each area. When you meet a man you like, ask him what sort of subjects he enjoys learning about and reading about. Then, make a point to learn about and read about those subjects as well. People are most attracted to other people who have similar interests, knowledge, and background. You can show him that you're interested in these subjects by asking him for his opinions and ideas on the subjects, and then listening very intently while he expresses himself. Many men fall in love with a woman just because they are convinced that she cares about the same things that he does. A friend of mine, Susan, met a man she liked at a business meeting. He was a big fan and supporter of the local football team. After arranging to meet him for lunch, she quickly learned everything she could about the team, the players, and the sport. When they met, she was able to ask him all kinds of questions about the team, which he answered enthusiastically and at great length. They are now married and living happily with 2 children in their home in Anaheim, California. Step number 9. Learn how to identify a winner in advance. There are 2 types of men that you can meet and marry. The first is someone who is already financially successful, mature, and ideal in every respect. Unfortunately, this type of man is very rare and usually already married to someone else. The second kind of man is someone who is going to be financially successful, mature, and an excellent husband if he has someone like you to support him. No man ever realizes his full potential until he comes under the influence of a good woman. The majority of success stories in marriage revolve around smart women who picked a winner in advance and then helped him realize his full potential. In the process, he helped her to realize her full potential as well. Look for someone who has clear goals and plans and who knows where he is going. Look for someone who has struggled in the past, learned valuable lessons, and developed the quality of persistence. Look for a person with a positive mental attitude who is determined to make something worthwhile of his life. One of the best ways to guarantee yourself a long and happy marriage is for you to hitch your wagon to a star and then hold on. Step number 10, develop high levels of self-esteem and self-confidence. The more you like and respect yourself, the more you will like and respect others, and the more they will like and respect you. The more you love yourself, the more you love others, and the more they love you and want to be around you. Psychologists tell us that you will tend to attract someone to you who is just about as happy as you are. Birds of a feather do flock together. Your self-concept is the most important part of your temperament and personality. Your self-concept is made up of all of your beliefs about yourself and your world. People with high positive self-concepts tend to be fully integrated, fully functioning personalities who like themselves and enjoy their lives. Fortunately, you can build your self-concept by going to work on yourself on a daily basis. The core of your self-concept is your self-esteem, your emotions, how you feel about yourself on a moment-to-moment basis. The best definition of self-esteem is how much you like yourself. One of the keys to developing and maintaining high levels of self-esteem and self-confidence is for you to realize and accept that you are a truly valuable and worthwhile person. You are special, unique, and different. In all the world, there never has been and never will be anyone just like you. You are important, both to yourself and to others. And the more important you feel you are, the more you will like and respect yourself, and the more confident you will be. The good news is that the more you work on improving yourself and your life, the higher will be your self-esteem and the better will be your self-concept. Your whole life on the outside improves as you go to work on yourself on the inside. And the more you like yourself, the more rapidly you attract into your life the kind of man that you will love and who will love you. Step number 11, be an unshakable optimist. Develop a positive mental attitude toward yourself, your situation, and the world around you. Be cheerful, even when things are not going particularly well. The quality of optimism is the most important single quality you can develop to guarantee you a long life full of love, happiness, and personal fulfillment. The more optimistic and cheerful you are, the more positive an impact you have on everyone around you, and the more likely it is that you will attract the kind of people you want into your life. Optimists have been interviewed and studied at length for more than 20 years to find out what it is that they think about and how they think about it most of the time. The bottom line discovery is simple. Optimists think and talk most of the time about what they want and how to get it. Optimists think about the future and where they are going and what they want to accomplish and how they can achieve it. Optimists are solution-oriented rather than problem-oriented. If they have an obstacle or difficulty in their lives, they continually think about how they go over it, around it, or through it. Finally, optimists are proactive rather than reactive. They make things happen rather than just waiting for things to happen. The more you think about and talk about the things you want to be, have, and do, and how you can get them, the more positive, optimistic, and creative you become. The more you think about solutions, the more solutions you discover. The more you think about your goals, dreams, and ambitions, the more of them you achieve. And the more of them you achieve, the more optimistic you become. Your attitude leads to success, and success leads to a more positive attitude in a self-reinforcing loop. The hallmark of a happy, attractive person is that she is optimistic most of the time. And the more optimistic you are, the more likely it is that you will attract an optimistic, confident, positive person into your life. Step number 12, develop a clear sense of direction. The one quality that gives you more self-confidence and personal power than anything else is a feeling of control over your life. And the more that you set clear goals for yourself in every area of your life, the more powerful and in control you feel. As a result, you are more positive, more optimistic, and more cheerful as you go through life. You have more energy, more enthusiasm, and creativity. You have greater self-confidence, self-respect, and self-esteem. The process for setting and achieving goals is quite simple. It consists of 7 steps repeated over and over again. Here they are. First, decide exactly what you want. Second, write it down clearly and in detail. Third, set a deadline for your goal and set sub-deadlines if it's a big enough goal. Fourth, make a list of everything you can think of that you will have to do to achieve the goal. Fifth, organize your list into a plan based on priority and sequence. What do you do first, and what do you do second? Sixth, take action on your plan immediately. Do something, do anything, but get started. Finally, the 7th step to goal setting and goal achieving is for you to discipline yourself to do something every single day to achieve your goal. When you do something every single day, you begin to develop a form of psychological momentum that makes you feel like a winner. It raises your self-esteem, increases your energy, and makes you into a happier and happier person. Here's an exercise for you. It can change your life. Take a sheet of paper and write the word goals along with today's date at the top. Then, write out 10 goals that you would like to achieve in the next 12 months. Once you've written your list of 10 goals, put a circle around the one goal that can have the greatest positive impact on your life if you were to achieve it. From now on, think and talk about that goal all the time. Think and talk about how you can achieve that goal. Work on it every day. This simple exercise will actually transform your thinking and feeling about yourself and your world. It will make you a far more positive, attractive, and confident person. Becoming a goal-oriented person will change your personality and character completely. As a result, you will attract into your life men who are positive, optimistic, and goal-oriented as well. This exercise alone can do more to enable you to meet and marry the man of your dreams than anything else. Step number 13, practice positive expectations. One of the characteristics of a truly healthy, happy person is that she has a general attitude of positive expectations toward herself and toward her life. Your expectations have an amazing power on the people around you and on the things that happen to you. In fact, it seems that whatever you expect with confidence comes into your life in some way. Successful, happy people expect the best of themselves and of others. They are always looking for something good in the things that are happening around them, even if these current events come as problems or difficulties. The wonderful thing is that if you're always looking for something good in the people and situations around you, you will find it. While you are looking for something good, your mind will be positive and optimistic. You'll be more creative and cheerful. You'll be warmer and friendlier. And you will have a greater sense of self-control and personal power. One of the most important skills you ever learn in life is the habit of looking for the valuable lesson in every setback or difficulty that you have. You should imagine that every problem that is sent to you is sent to you to teach you something important that you need to learn to be happier and more successful in the future. In fact, your biggest problem in life today has probably been sent to you at this moment to teach you something important that you need to learn to achieve your goals and fulfill your destiny. The superior woman looks into every difficulty for something that she can gain from the difficulty. The average woman allows her difficulties to overwhelm her. The superior woman is continually seeking the valuable lesson in every obstacle or setback. The average woman becomes angry and depressed and blames other people when she has problems. To create a force field of positive expectations in your life, you should begin every day by repeating these words. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. When you repeat these words over and over again, first thing in the morning, you will be absolutely amazed at all the wonderful things that happen to you during the day, including eventually meeting and marrying the man of your dreams. Step number 14, make him feel important. There's a wonderful law of reciprocity in relationships. It simply says that if you make someone else feel important and valuable, he will make you feel important and valuable as well. It's the law of sowing and reaping applied to men and women. Whatsoever a woman soweth in her relationships, that also shall she reap. There are four things that you can do in every interaction with a man to make him feel important, raise his self-esteem, and make him feel like a valuable and worthwhile person. The first is acceptance. Each person has a deep-down need to be accepted unconditionally by others, and you can express your acceptance of him by simply smiling, either in person or over the phone. Whenever you smile at him, you raise his self-esteem and make him feel important. The good news is that a smile raises your own self-esteem and makes you feel important as well. The second way that you can make him feel important is to express your appreciation of him in every way possible. And the way you do this is by using the words thank you whenever and wherever you can. The more you thank another person for the things he does, the more important he feels and the more he loves and respects you. And every time you say thank you, your self-esteem goes up as well. The third way to make him feel important is to admire his accomplishments, his traits, and his possessions. As Abraham Lincoln said, everybody likes a compliment. When you express admiration for anything that he has done or accomplished, you make him feel happy and proud inside. And the better you make him feel, the more he will want to be around you, even for life. Finally, you can use perhaps the most important and powerful self-esteem builder of all, which is approval. The more you express approval of him for his actions and accomplishments, the more he will like himself and the more he will like you. A man who feels important when he is with a woman is already halfway in love. Step number 15, be a good listener. There is something about the art of listening that is extremely powerful in building loving relationships between men and women. Listening is the fastest way to build trust and credibility when two people meet for the first time and ever afterwards. Listening has often been called white magic because of the influence it has on people's minds and hearts. You are probably an excellent listener already. Women in general are far better listeners than men. Nonetheless, here are the four keys to listening success that you can practice in every interaction with every man. First, listen attentively without interruptions when he speaks. Turn toward him and face him directly. Be active and involved in the conversation by nodding, smiling, and agreeing when he speaks. Lean forward if you possibly can. A wise woman once said that rapt attention is the highest form of flattery. When you listen intently to him without making any move to interrupt, his self-esteem goes up and he likes himself more. As a result, he likes you more as well. The better he feels about himself, the better he feels about you when he is with you. The second key to listening is for you to pause before replying. Take a few seconds before you respond to what he has just said. When you pause before replying, you show him that you are carefully considering his words. This makes him feel more valuable and important. You also avoid the risk of interrupting him if he's just organizing his thoughts before continuing. Best of all, when you pause before replying, you actually understand him at a deeper level of mind when you let his words soak in for a few moments before you reply. The third key to great listening is for you to question for clarification. Use the question, "How do you mean?" on a regular basis. This question is irresistible. It's virtually impossible for him not to answer it and expand on what he has just said. "How do you mean?" and "How do you mean exactly?" Remember, the person who asks questions has control. When you are asking questions and listening intently, you are in complete control of the conversation. Finally, the fourth key is to feed it back in your own words when he finishes speaking. Paraphrase what he has just said to demonstrate that you are really paying attention and that you really understand. The more you seek to understand him before you speak, the more he will want to know and understand you and how you think and feel inside. Listening is the key. Step number 16. Look for a compatible relationship. Compatibility is the most important ingredient of a happy relationship. On the other hand, lack of compatibility is the major destroyer of relationships and happiness between people. You've heard it said that opposites attract, but this is only true in temperament. Nature demands a balance. Nature demands that two people be balanced in temperament or opposite to each other so that the two halves make a whole. When you are compatible with another person, there is an easy back and forth, ebb and flow of conversation. Each person gets a chance to talk and a chance to listen, and both are satisfied. This conversation test is a good indication of whether or not you are compatible with another person. Especially, you should look for compatibility in attitudes toward the important things in life, toward family and children, toward money, toward religion, toward politics, and toward spiritual beliefs. You should look for compatibility with regard to leisure time activities, eating habits, sleeping habits, and work habits. You should look for compatibility with regard to money and spending as well. When you are compatible with a man, you will feel comfortable in each of these areas. They will hardly cross your mind. It is only when you are incompatible in one of these areas that you'll experience stress and unhappiness. You should set compatibility as one of your highest goals and refuse to compromise it in your relationship. Step number 17, develop your inner self. Remember that your outer world will always be a reflection or expression of your inner world. The more you work on yourself and develop yourself on the inside, the more warm, loving, radiant, and happy you will be on the outside. I personally believe that spiritual development is essential to a happy life and to loving relationships. Whatever your religion or spiritual tradition, you should take a few minutes each day quietly by yourself to read, reflect, and contemplate on spiritual things. Spiritual development is the high road to inner peace and contentment in life. As you develop yourself spiritually through study and reflection, the world around you changes and improves in the most amazing ways. The more developed you are spiritually, the more you like yourself, and the more you like others, and the more others will like you. As you develop your inner self, you love yourself and respect yourself more. You feel that you are a more important and more valuable person. As a result, you express this inner feeling in your relationships with others, and you make them feel more valuable and important as well. You begin to attract into your life men on the outside who are very much the way you are on the inside. Step number 18. Accept complete responsibility for your life. The acceptance of responsibility for your life is the giant step in personal development and personal success. The more responsibility you accept, the more powerful and confident you feel about your life and your relationships. The more responsibility you accept, the greater self-confidence you have in everything you do. And self-confidence is a major source of sex appeal and personal appeal in relationships between men and women. Men are strongly attracted to self-confident, self-responsible, self-reliant women. There is something about a woman who appears complete in herself that is almost irresistible to a man. Remember, you are where you are and what you are because of yourself, because of your own choices and decisions in the past. You are responsible. If you're not happy with any part of your life, it is up to you to change it. You are in charge. Perhaps the shortest motivational talk you can give to yourself is contained in the 8 words, "If it's to be, it's up to me." Refuse to criticize, condemn, or complain about anyone for any reason. See yourself as the primary creative force in your own life. And the more responsibility you accept for yourself, the more interested he will be in taking responsibility for you. Step number 19, take complete control of your time and your life. The more independent, self-reliant, and in control you appear to be in your daily life, the more attractive you are to the kind of man you want to meet and marry. When you obviously know what you want and where you're going, you are much more admired and respected by others than if you do not appear to have any idea. With regard to your time, your goal is to be well-organized and in charge of your life. Your goal is to get a lot done and to be seen as a highly competent and productive person. The keys to high productivity every single day are quite simple. There are 5 steps. First, begin every day with a list of everything you have to do. Make up this list before you begin, preferably the night before. Second, organize your list by priority, separating your high-priority items from your low-priority items. Third, start on your most important task first thing in the morning. Never give in to the temptation to clear up small things first. Fourth, discipline yourself to concentrate single-mindedly on one thing, the most important thing, and to stay at it until it's complete. This habit alone can change your life. Fifth, and finally, develop a sense of urgency. Develop a bias for action. Resolve to move quickly when a problem or an opportunity presents itself. Develop a reputation for being one of the fastest and hardest working people in your field. This will bring you to the attention of people who can help you more than any other single skill. The more productive you are, the faster you move upward and onward in your job. As you move upward and onward, you will be paid more and promoted faster. You will be given greater responsibilities, and you will come into contact with more and more of the kinds of men that you would ideally like to meet and marry. Step number 20, set peace of mind as your highest goal. Peace of mind is the highest human good. It is the end point of all religions, all philosophies, all metaphysics, and all psychology. In fact, you are successful in life to the exact degree to which you can achieve your own peace of mind. And you can achieve it if you set it as a goal. The fact is that if you set peace of mind as your highest goal and then organize your entire life around it, you will probably never make another mistake. Trust your intuition. Listen to the still, small voice within you. It will always tell you the right thing to do or say at the right time. The more you trust your inner voice, the more accurate it becomes and the better it works for you. The more you trust your intuition, the greater sense of peace you will feel and the more effective you will be in all of your relationships. Be perfectly honest with yourself in all things. Refuse to compromise your peace of mind for anything. We have found that if you compromise your peace of mind for a job, a relationship, or something else, you will usually end up with neither the peace of mind nor the relationship. Remember, you are a truly valuable and important person. Your peace of mind is your very best guide to doing and saying the right thing for you. When you meet the man of your dreams, you will have a deep sense of inner peace and contentment. You will know this is the right person because you feel wonderful about yourself when you are with him. Step number 21. Be yourself in everything you do. Your great goal in life is to meet and marry the man of your dreams. There is nothing more important than for you to be in a wonderful, happy, loving relationship with someone who loves you and cares about you and respects you all the days of your life. The good news is that you do not have to try to be someone you are not in order for you to attract the man you want. You do not need to be different from who you are. Instead, you need to be more of who you are. You need to be all of who you truly are inside. Trust yourself and the very best that is in you. Live in truth with yourself and with everyone else. Only do what feels right and good and acceptable under all circumstances. You have within you right now the answers to all your questions, the solutions to all your problems. You have within you right now deep resources of potential and power and abilities to be, have, and do anything you really want in life. Just remember that what anyone else has done, you can do as well. The key to meeting and marrying the man of your dreams is for you to be the very best person you can possibly be, and in so doing, you become the ideal woman for the man of your dreams. Let me summarize this program with a few key points. First, this is a wonderful world that we are living in today. You can live longer and live better today than has ever before been possible. You can do more, have more, be more, travel more, experience more, and have more of a wonderful life than human beings have ever before dreamed of in all the history of man. And amongst all this affluence and opportunity, your ability to enter into a long-term, loving, intimate relationship with the man of your dreams is perhaps the most important single determinant of your health, happiness, and peace of mind. Fortunately, meeting and marrying the man of your dreams does not have to be a random or haphazard experience. You can exert an inordinate influence over the direction of your life and relationships by practicing the 21 principles we've talked about in this program. The most important step of all is for you to decide exactly what you want in your ideal man. Then, you must organize yourself and your life so that you attract that man into your life. Everything you do to create the conditions necessary for you to meet and marry your ideal man increases the probabilities that you will achieve your goal, and faster than you can imagine today. Your job is to put these 21 steps into action in your life as soon as you possibly can. You should have complete faith that these steps will work for you as they have already worked for millions of other women. You must have complete faith that at exactly the right time and the right place, the right man will walk into your life. And when he does, he will recognize the extraordinary person that you are and that you have become. Good luck. Now, I'd like to give you a free gift as a way of saying thank you for being a loyal supporter of mine and a determined, continuous learner. So find out what I've been working on lately and receive your special at www.briantracy.com/learner. That's www.briantracy.com/learner. Just go there right now and see what I've got for you. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to talking to you and maybe even seeing you soon.